Just remember, there is a virtuous way to respond to any aggravation in life without committing sin. We really do not have to sin. It presupposes, though, that you are, and I am, in touch with the Lord in prayer. And prayer is allowing God. Prayer is watching God love you and love me. And that's our greatest need, to be loved. And if we are plugged into the help that's readily available through prayer, we will get the wherewithal to be sustained until the end. And your great consolation and mine, no matter what the hurt is we are experiencing, is the fact that we know that He knows what we're going through. We never, ever have to go it alone. There's always somebody to share it with. He's closer to us than our own hands, closer to us than our own consciousness. St. Paul would say, in Him we live, we move, we have our being, and you cannot get closer than that. And if He is not present to every disposition or indisposition in my frame, that is not the God that I worship. He knows everything. And all He wants us to be is to be conscious of Him, to be God conscious, as He is conscious of you and me in our every thought, word, and action. And what a deterrent that would have to be at the time of temptation, when Satan's trying to pull us into sin. And what a great comfort and consolation at the time of suffering and hurt in our life, to be convinced that our God is right there with us the whole time. Yet learn to return the love that He has for us. It's the only thing really worth living for in this world.